This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24/7 home of the Black and Gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome to The Drive. I'm Dale Lally here with Matt Williamson. And Matt, I wanted to get through a couple of different pieces that I saw out there today. The first one is Dan Hanzus from NFL.com predicting each AFC team's MVP.
Interesting. Okay.
And I could tell you that if his prediction for the Steelers MVP comes to fruition, they're going to have a very good season.
Okay. A little teaser there.
A little teaser there for you. So we'll get to that. Obviously, we're going to go alphabetical order, so the Steelers will be almost last here.
Let's do one non-quarterback, too. If he picks quarterback, let's throw out another name.
Yeah, because the quarterback's an easy...
Sure.
So, of course, the first one here is the Baltimore Ravens, and his MVP is Lamar Jackson.
100%. I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, he's won an MVP as well. Who would be your next guy? I think I'd go Marlon Humphrey, perhaps.
Perhaps. I could see J.K. Dobbins.
I was thinking Dobbins. If he... Supposedly, reports out of minicamp are number one priority is to get the backs more involved in the receiving game. That would make a lot of sense if I were Harbaugh as well. It also makes, you know, a little less wear and tear on Jackson. And that's Dobbins all day long.
Or how about Sammy Watkins?
I think that's funny, too, because I've picked him up super late in fantasy drafts. Everyone thinks he has a plague. And even if he doesn't play much, he's not bad at football, contrary to popular belief.
Right.
And he's the only
one. Now all of a sudden he's the number one.
Like, right. He's not going to get 200 targets in that offense, but he might be their best receiver in something they've missed quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Right.
The Buffalo Bills are up next. He picks Stephon Diggs.
Allen's the obvious choice, of course. Diggs, I guess, is probably just as obvious as the number two pick. Tre'Davious White.
He needs a bounce back season. He didn't play quite as well last year as he had.
Edmonds could be one of the best linebackers in the league.
If he takes that leap.
If he takes that leap.
Or maybe one of their safeties.
The safeties are really good.
Safeties are good players, yeah.
They're kind of a no brainer one.
Yeah. For the Bengals, it's Joe Mixon.
I like that.
Yeah. They need him to stay healthy.
I can't quit him in fantasy. I pick him up all the time.
They need him to stay healthy.
They do. And he would sure make Burrow's life easier.
They got a better offensive line than what they've had.
They can't ask Burrow to throw 50 times a game.
Yeah.
You know.
And no Gio Bernard there anymore, so he's going to be the guy.
Yep. As much as I like Chase and Higgins and Boyd, they all sort of cancel each other out a little.
Right.
You could live without one for a couple games or, you know.
Yeah. He should get 300 touches this year.
I would think.
Easily.
I mean, that's what he's getting paid to do, and he's capable of it, and he's as talented as any back in the league. I think it's coming, but maybe that's how his career goes, where you never quite get that from him. Yeah. I don't know.
For the Browns, it's Myles Garrett.
Yeah, I was going to say, Baker's obvious. Chubb gets canceled out a little by Hunt. If I were them, you'd love it to be Odell, because that could take him to the next level. Yeah. Garrett's...
I don't see that happening.
I have a hard time buying into it. Yeah. Garrett's a superstar.
For the Broncos, Von Miller.
Wow, that would be big for them.
Yeah, that would be huge.
Because then that means he rebounded and is back to the player he was pre-injury.
But he's in year 11. Like, he's asking him to bounce, come back off of an injury, and the ankle injury, and be great, might be a lot to ask.
Yeah, I think it's a lot to ask. Like, if we were doing Broncos radio right now, I'd be like, if Miller and Chubb are equal players this year, great.
Yeah.
I'll take it. You know what I mean?
But,
they have a lot of corners.
Yeah, hard to count on a 32-year-old coming back off of a major injury.
You'd love it to be Judy or Sutton, you know, and they're both very capable. Oh, you'd love it to be like Drew Locke, but you know, best of luck with that. I think Javonte Williams will be good for them, but MVP's a tough one on that team.
It is. For the Houston Texans,
Oy.
David Johnson. He could be sneaky good this year because he catches the ball well.
Contrary to popular belief, he doesn't stink.
He doesn't stink at football.
Right.
Tyrod Taylor will check the football down to him.
Well, that's a good point. That's actually a pretty good fantasy nugget, is you can get him for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
And he could be your flex.
He could he could easily catch 50 passes this year, if not more.
I think Brandon Cooks is good, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I think he is not a star, but a really good player for any team in the league. You know,
If Tyrod will throw him the football, that's
a... Well, he pushed it downfield, and that's not a good marriage.
Yeah, but I think David Johnson is going to get used, as long as he stays healthy.
I guess I can't come up with a better one. I mean, you're not going to give it to the left tackle.
No.
And there's no one on defense.
For the Colts,
Okay.
They're going with Carson Wentz.
Well, then they're a Super Bowl contender.
If that happens, yes, they're a Super Bowl contender. If it doesn't happen, if it's somebody else for that football team, if it's Darius Leonard or it's...
I would pick DeForest Buckner or Leonard, you know.
They've got issues.
They've got issues, right. Yeah. I think you'd love it to be Pittman. I don't know if he's ready to be
or
that.
Or Taylor.
Yeah. Taylor, I think he's a little overrated for fantasy, too, because, I mean, he's not going to touch the ball as much as Najee or Mixon or one of those guys, you know. But he's a really good player.
Yeah.
If it's Wentz, they're going to be a powerhouse.
For the Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's easy.
I don't know that it can be anybody else in that team.
Right. I mean, like...
They don't have anybody else.
Right. I mean, like... The other Josh Allen is a good young pass rusher.
But are they going to be ahead enough for that
right,
to matter?
Right, is that going
to
happen? Yeah. Henderson the corner, you know, fine. DJ Chark's a nice player. I really like LaVisca. But I don't think any of them are ready to be team MVP.
No, ATM. I don't think so either.
No. Has to be Lawrence.
For the Chiefs.
Well, sure.
Patrick Mahomes.
There's three guys.
Yeah. Kelce, Hill, Mathieu?
Yeah, I was going to say Mathieu.
Chris Jones.
They get some stars on. Their defense is kind of constructed the same way, where it's driven by three, but Frank Clark shouldn't be the third anymore.
That's what I was going to say. If Frank Clark would somehow regain his stature and
then I bet they're the best team in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he's really hurt them, and he's making a ton.
A gajillion dollars, yeah.
Yeah.
For the Raiders.
I think they want it to be the O-line.
Yeah.
If the O-line is not bad. And that's the other thing, too. People just remember the Super Bowl and the playoffs when they were playing with backups across the board.
Yeah, you want to see a bad offensive line, turn the Super Bowl on.
Right. But it wasn't horrible all year.
Right.
You know, when they're healthy, the line wasn't super bad.
For the Raiders, it's Darren Waller.
100%. Can't be a defensive player.
Could be.
If they'd use Jacobs right,
yeah, I was going to say, could Jacobs be that guy? Yes.
Yeah.
But Waller's the...
Waller is the straw that serves the drink.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd love it to be Ruggs. Or anyone on defense.
Anyone.
right. If someone
took Lawrence fourth overall, maybe, you know.
Right. Not Lawrence. What's his face? The defensive.
The Clemson guy.
The other Clemson dude.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't remember his name. But, yeah, you'd love him to turn into a star. He probably never will.
Not going to happen.
No. Right.
For the Chargers, if Derwin James.
Okay.
If Derwin James is their team MVP, they'll be okay.
They'll be okay. You know, we talked about the defense in the last segment. It has more holes than you think when you really start looking at the roster.
What they really need is for it to be Bosa.
See, I think Bosa's the easy one.
Well, they said the safe pick here is Justin Herbert.
Well, okay.
Okay. Non-quarterbacks.
Right. Keenan Allen's a safe one, too.
Yeah.
I think Bosa's is an obvious one. He's going to get doubled more than ever, though. And that might make him MVP. I mean, but...
Yeah.
Derwin's going to make some splash plays of healthy.
He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah.
He's got to stay healthy. This is year four, and he's been hurt the last 2 years.
One of my favorites, not that he's going to be an MVP, is Mike Williams. I think Mike Williams is going to have a big year in a contract season.
For the Dolphins, Xavien Howard.
Yeah, they need to give him a contract, though. I mean, they're giving all this money to, like, Byron Jones and Baker, the linebacker, and things like that. And he's looking at it like, hey, I'm the best defensive player.
Right.
I mean, he's not happy right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a potential trade candidate.
Or does he hold out in training camp and force their hand?
I think he's will.
I mean, they give Jerome Baker $13 million a year. What are
you
doing?
Right.
It's Jerome Baker.
Yeah, I bet if I'm a contending team, I would offer them a first-round pick right now for Xavien Howard and see what happens. If I have some cap space.
Yeah.
I mean, if the Steelers didn't have huge quarterback issues, that could be a Minka-type deal.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
For the Patriots, is Dante Hightower.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
That's asking a lot coming off a sit-out year.
Yeah. He's in year nine, too. He's been around a lot longer.
I think his best that his ship is starting to sail the wrong way.
I don't
know
who I'd pick off that team, though.
Gilmore won an MVP a couple years ago, but he's old now, too.
Yeah.
It might be Jonnu Smith. I know those two cancel each other out. I think Jonnu Smith's going to lead the team in receptions.
I don't love that roster as much as some other people seem to love it. Like, oh, look
I
at
like
all these moves to Patriots.
Do, but I don't like how they've constructed it and what they have invested in.
Yeah, it's still not a great...
I wish they had more playmakers.
Yeah, they just don't have any, even defensively.
Right. I mean, Judon's not going to be the MVP. I mean,
no.
He's fine.
Yeah.
That's not an easy one to pick.
No, it's not.
It's not going to be one of the running backs, even though they may run the ball a ton. Like, I wish they had J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Somebody that's a Damian Williams. He's a fine
guy, you know, right. That's why I'd stretch with Johnny Smith.
For the Jets, this is interesting. C.J. Mosley. I would go with Quinnen Williams.
I would go Quinnen Williams, too. Yeah. I'd kill to have Quinnen Williams. That's a leap of faith for a guy that has not played at all in 2 years.
2 years.
And they played tons of money, too. Okay. I mean, I guess I could see it. And reports have been good and all that. But what's he asked to do? Who could get it on offense? No running back. I mean, Elijah Moore is really promising, but he's not going to
be the MVP. No.
Right. And same with Corey Davis. He's never going to be that type
of player. Could be the Wilson at quarterback.
You hope.
That would be a good thing for them.
I think it's going to be Quinnen Williams.
We'll skip the Steelers here to get to the Titans, who are last in the AFC here. He has Julio Jones for the Titans.
That's lovely.
I don't see Julio Jones playing 17 games and winning team MVP.
I love Julio Jones, but I think A.J. Brown has a better chance to be team MVP than Julio Jones.
As does Derrick Henry.
Of course.
Yeah.
Anyone on defense? Jeffrey Simmons.
Simmons is pretty good.
Yeah. He's kind of in that Quinnen Williams, going to be a star mode. Caleb Farley would be wonderful.
If he can get on the football field. It hasn't happened yet.
He has a talent to win that award someday.
Yeah. Someday. I don't think this year, though.
Probably not.
Yeah. For the Steelers, his pick, Dan Hansis' pick for team MVP, is Najee Harris.
You would love that.
If Najee Harris is the Steelers' team MVP, they will have a very good record this year. 11 or 12
Then the plan
wins.
Came together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that means Watt didn't get it. Bush didn't get it.
Roethlisberger didn't get
it. Cam Hayward.
Yeah.
You know,
there's other
receivers.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
Stephon Tuitt, who had double-digit sacks last year.
Exactly.
Devin Bush. There's guys there that can.
And all eight of those guys we just mentioned weren't hurt for the whole year, and so you had to give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
He outperformed some really good players to do it, which then means he's in the Rookie of the Year conversation. He's in the top 5 to 10 running backs on the planet conversation. You know, he's a first round fantasy pick.
I think if he gets
focal point of the offense.
I think if he gets, let's say,
and that's the plan, folks,
1,600 total yards.
Right.
He's your team MVP.
Right.
And
that's the plan.
1,600 total yards would be just under 100 per game.
And that's a big number. Don't get me wrong. I mean, 1,400 might get it.
Yeah.
You know, when it's all said and done.
But
considering
he
rests a little bit here and there.
I think 1,600 is doable.
I think it's doable, too. 600 of those receiving?
Yeah, somewhere in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, between 16 and 1,800 is certainly
doable. I
think
it's possible, yeah. But I'd take 14, and he still might be the MVP.
And he still might be the MVP.
And maybe you just don't run him into the ground quite as much as we expect over a 17-game schedule. But, yeah, I think you'd love if crystal ball, you know, and you could go – Mr. Rooney, Mr. Colbert, Mr. Tomlin, Najee Harris is going to be your team MVP this year. Good. That's why we picked him in the first round. That's our whole plan here all along. Okay. The love it when a plan comes together.
Shifting gears here. Bill Barnwell put together the NFL's most vulnerable spots. 16 teams that have depth issues beyond their stars, and there's 16 different situations here.
I read that one. And he admittedly, because I read the text, cheated a little bit. Brady, Dak. I mean, some of these quarterbacks.
It's a lot of quarterback situations on
like
here.
We know how many times you and I talked about bad backup quarterback situations.
Yeah.
That's cheating to me a little.
Because, a little bit, but
you know, there some of them are horrible.
There's some horrible. The first thing on here is the Titans quarterback situation.
Their backups are junk.
Because it's Ryan Tannehill, Logan Woodside, Deshaun Kizer.
Right. And there might not even be the worst backup situation in the league. But
it's not good.
It's really bad.
The next one is a quarterback situation as well. That's the Cowboys.
Yeah.
With Dak Prescott, who's coming off of a major ankle injury, backed up by Cooper Rush, Ben DiNucci, and Garrett Gilbert.
Right. And last year they recognized this problem and gave Dalton big money for a backup.
The Eagles cornerback situation behind Darius Slay.
Slay and the Jets.
It's Slay, Michael Jacquet, Zach McPherson, who I'm not even sure is a corner. Like, he's – I liked him coming in the draft, but he's tiny.
Defensive back, right. Yeah.
And then Kayvon Seymour.
Yeah, it's really bad.
The edge rushers for the Falcons.
They're paying Fowler a lot of money.
They're paying Fowler a lot of money, and he's not that good.
He's not that good.
It's Fowler, Barkevious Mingo.
Right.
Who's on, like, his seventh stop.
He's really just a special teamer at this point.
He's just a special teams guy. Jacob Tuiati Mariner.
Ugh.
and Adekunbo Ogundeje. Ogundeje, I should say.
And their second-round pick, Davidson, can play some there on early downs, but he's a heavy inside
bumping guy.
That's horrendous.
Same issue here for the Minnesota Vikings.
At edge?
At edge.
Yeah, they got Hunter.
Daniel Hunter coming back off of a major injury.
Right.
Jalen Holmes, Patrick Jones, and Janarius Robinson. A couple of rookies there.
I was thinking there was one other name there that was – I mean, they were really bad there when Hunter was out last year.
Yeah. They did add Sheldon Richardson as well, which kind of helps, but not really.
He's a true D tackle.
He's a defensive tackle.
Their D tackles are actually a lot better than they were a year ago. Yeah. They have Tomlinson and Richardson, and Pierce comes back from opt-out.
The Saints wide receiver situation.
That amazes me.
It's Michael Thomas, Marquez Callaway, Deontay Harris, and little Jordan Humphrey.
Yeah. I mean, besides Michael Thomas, I'm shocked they didn't do anything there. Like, I would have been Kadarius Toney neighborhood for a first-round pick, or Elijah Moore.
Elijah Moore would have made a lot of sense there.
Yep.
You're counting Traquan Smith to be your number two.
I mean, Adam Trautman might be the second leading receiver, or probably Kamara, but you're asking a lot from two guys that are proven and nothing else is pass catchers there.
Yeah. The Seahawks quarterback situation.
QB?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say they're corners.
Russell Wilson, Geno Smith, Danny Eitling.
That's terrible.
It's awful.
Yeah.
The Jets edge rusher situation.
Really bad, but their corners are worse.
It's Carl Lawson, Vinnie Curry, Kyle Phillips.
Yeah. And they're, we talked about this in the last segment. That's a Robert Saleh.
You've got to rush the passer. Yeah.
Studs.
Somebody's got to get there.
Right.
And I don't know who that guy is.
And Lawson's going to see a lot of doubles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a year away from, in a couple spots.
They're
a year away from being a year away.
Yeah. The Ravens quarterback situation.
No, it's horrible, yeah.
Yeah. Lamar, Trace McSorley, Tyler Huntley.
Yeah, there's no money there. And
that's
nothing
just
proven,
awful.
Right.
The depth behind T.J. Watt is the next one on here.
Okay.
It's Cassius Marson, Quincy Roche.
Mm-hmm.
As you see here, though, they're like the fourth or fifth team that we've talked about, edge rusher.
Yeah, that's
being
a good point.
Being a problem
Vikings,
area.
Jets, right.
Yeah,
right. I probably could have came up with a couple more.
We'll see about Cassius Marsh. We'll see about Quincy Roche.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody keeps asking me, are the Steelers going to sign one of these guys? Are they going to sign Justin Houston or
Melvin Ingram?
Melvin Ingram.
Right.
Those guys are going to want to come here, first of all,
mm-hmm.
to be a backup. Because Alex Highsmith is going to start.
Then it doesn't matter who they sign. Alex,
yeah.
Alex Highsmith's the starter.
So do you want to come here and be the third guy to play 10 to 15 snaps a game?
See, I can't speak for them, but I love that if I'm Houston or Ingram at this stage.
But you're not going to get paid much to do that.
You're not going to get paid much to do that.
That's the problem. And are those guys – Melvin Ingram wanted more money from the Chargers.
Right. Oh, I think he's a money grab.
You're not getting him for $2 million for the season.
No. But I don't want to be an every down guy for the Jets.
Well.
And not win any games and get my head beat in.
But if it's just about
the
money for him. Yeah,
right.
Then he will. If the Jets say, well, yeah, we'll give you $5 million to come in and be the number two guy.
A couple things to peel away there. There are a couple edge rushers that will help a team in some way, shape, or form. But there's a lot of teams that could use them. And like you said, does the money equal the production? You know,
yeah.
You brought this up before. Like, we were talking about, like, Morgan Moses even. He would have been an every-down player at right tackle, where even if you sign Ingram or Houston,
you're signing the backup.
He's a rotational guy at most, situational. And it's not like Highsmith can't be on the field in third and eight.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see about Marshall Mercy. I think the Steelers will wait, see what they have at the end of training camp. Guys will be cut.
Yeah.
We'll see who gets cut loose. I mean, you know, they're
it's something to talk about. That's
it's
for
something
sure.
to talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could say this with, it's kind of like Russell Wilson getting hurt too. If TJ goes down, you're in trouble.
Right.
I mean,
you're not getting that guy. Justin Houston isn't replacing TJ Watt.
No. I mean, it'd be nice to have.
If
something horrible happened and TJ stepped in a hole today and couldn't play this year, I'd be calling Houston and Ingram immediately.
Yeah. Right.
You know, right.
Yeah. The Houston Texans backups behind Laremy Tunsil.
Well,
obviously.
I mean, their whole roster.
Roderick Johnson, Charlie Heck, Jerron Christian.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Real bad.
Not good. The Colts behind DeForest Buckner.
Yeah, that's kind of an underreported story. Their D-line depth. They drafted two defensive linemen to address it, attack it, but not big guys.
It's Antoine Woods and Robert Windsor.
Yeah. Not so great.
Not so great.
Yeah, Buckner's a great player, but I mean that's the case. I'm not giving Bill a hard time on this article. But
any team stars like you could
Watt and yeah. Miles Garrett and I mean we could talk about a lot.
It's going to be a big drop
DeForest,
off.
DeForest Buckner's yeah. and right, and how much are you going to invest in Watt or Garrett's backup? I mean you want that guy out there all the time. Back to our conversation with Ingram and Houston.
Right.
So if you're going to be weak somewhere, you're weak there. But yeah, losing those guys would hurt you bad. It's not much different than a quarterback.
The Raiders' situation behind Darren Waller.
Oh, yeah.
Is Derek Carrier and Foster Moreau.
And they don't have the receivers to make up for it.
No.
Unless Ruggs takes a big step forward,
right.
Which he maybe takes
he could.
A step forward.
Yeah. The Chargers' situation behind Joey Bosa.
Yeah. We talked about their
We're
defense
opposite
in
Joey Bosa.
Right.
It's Uchenna and Nwosu.
Who we've kind of described as maybe he's their Hightower.
Yeah.
You know, okay. But
and
he's
Kyler Fackrell.
Right. He's the Marsh.
That's what they've got.
I mean, he's the pickup yeah. off the
They don't even have
guy.
The fourth guy. They don't
have
Quincy
the
Roche.
At least, right.
Yeah, somebody who might get better.
Mm-hmm. And their D-line isn't Cam Hayward into it and you know, yeah. the guys in between those
and
two.
I don't know, like, I'm sure they would love to have Melvin Ingram back.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, he wants money.
I don't know that he's interested in going there. I mean, historically, people like to get away from that organization
yeah.
and not go back.
The Chiefs' situation behind Patrick Mahomes. Obviously.
Well,
Chad Henne is not good.
That's the same as Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Obviously, if they lose Mahomes, they're in trouble.
The Buccaneers' situation behind Tom Brady.
Yeah, this one's a little different.
That's different because there's a huge fall off.
There is because they need to prepare for tomorrow, too. You know, yeah, they drafted Kyle Trask, who I think is a lifetime backup. I mean, I think he's like Jacob Eason.
Yeah.
You know, that type of situation. But there, everyone loves to talk about how the Bucs have, they have everything. You know, they're returning all their starters. Maybe they should have planned for tomorrow a little bit earlier.
Like, would you rather have Blaine Gabbert or Mason Rudolph?
Right, right. Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, Blaine Gabbert's.
I mean, the book is written on Gabbert
yeah.
too. Yeah. I mean, I would have considered a first round quarterback.
Yeah, they really should have.
I guess there wasn't. Once Mac Jones went, there was one not one to take.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd rather have Mond than Trask or, you know, I don't know.
But it's just not ideal.
I mean, frankly, I would consider trading for Gardner Minshew or, you know, somebody
yeah.
like that. You know,
yeah.
like I'm trying to win the Super Bowl this year. Take a fifth-round pick, fourth-round pick for Minshew, and maybe he can hold down the fort while Brady leaves.
I mean, I would – to me, you know, I know everybody loves the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
What do they have, for example – at defensive, on their defensive line, behind Miles
problematic,
Garrett,
problematic, right?
Nothing.
Right. Linebackers, if depending on what Owosu Koramoah, their front seven in general, to me is more questions than answers.
Yeah.
And even Clowney, let's say he plays 17, he's not a pass rusher. He's a run stuffer.
Yeah.
He's a disruptor and a run stuffer. He's not a pass rusher. I mean, Olivier Vernon was a better pass rusher than him
absolutely.
Last year.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Olivier Vernon was good for
He's
them
a good
last
player.
Year.
He's another one still out there. Maybe
yeah.
he could tell the
other. Only tore that Achilles.
Steelers,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there are a lot of different situations around the league that you look at and go, that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I know everybody wants to focus on, you know, what's going on with the Steelers. Well, they're, you know, the secondary yeah. and the inside line. To me, if I'm picking the Steelers, if I'm looking at the Steelers defensively,
mm-hmm.
Yes, outside linebacker, backup outside linebacker is an issue.
It is.
But they've got a couple bodies there who I feel, you know, I think Roche's got some upside.
I think Roche's going to be a successful pro.
I think he's, I would rather have him than Ola.
That's funny. I was just about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Or.
There's upside there.
Chiccolo or.
Yeah.
You know, right.
I think he's going to be better than those guys.
If they're all door number one, I'll take door number two with Roche
yeah.
and see what he turns into.
And, you know, as far as, you know, everything else, we'll see. I mean, they brought in some guys here, too, some undrafted guys. That,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have a history of developing some players,
yeah.
too. I mean, turning an Ola into a player and guys like that.
Inside linebacker, to me, is just as big. You know, is this the year Ulysses Gilbert can stay healthy?
See,
because if so, that would go a long way towards. Because they don't have another Devin Bush is the problem.
Right.
And Buddy Johnson is not ready to be
like
that.
This. Like. This is putting a little bit of heat on Kevin Colbert, but Bush needs to turn into a star this year
yeah.
to make that worth the trade because they gave up a lot. You know,
yeah.
like if he is just okay or misses time again, which isn't Kevin's fault, then you look at that trade and say, that probably was a move they shouldn't have made.
He needs know? To make that Ryan Shazier-like jump.
Yes.
Shazier from year two to year three.
Right.
was, okay, now he's a Pro Bowl player.
Roquan Smith did that last year. You know what I mean? Like, now it's time. It's not, you're young and you don't recognize things as well. And not that that's been a huge problem for him. Injuries has hurt him this year. And then I think they have a bunch of number threes.
That's the problem.
That's,
you
don't
have a two. You have a bunch of guys. You're
you don't have
a true number two guy.
And so maybe they play, and what worries me is, can they get away with more dime then? Their secondary is not as deep as it was to do that. Are you going to give me more sets with only one linebacker?
That's
on the
field? I'd like to see a guy like Gilbert.
Gilbert's a wild card.
Make a jump here. I thought he, you know, he was a guy we talked about it last offseason. I thought that was really hurt by not having a preseason.
Humongous. I was super optimistic 1 year ago and probably put too much, you know.
Now he's had back issues 2 years in a row. So what is he? I don't know.
Explains a good story. But to me, he's your ideal three.
Yeah, ideally, he's your three. Vince Williams is your three.
Mm-hmm.
That's what those guys are.
The Rook has a chance, though. Johnson.
We'll see. I think he's got some learning to do.
Yeah. I think he'll be a great special teamer. He could be like Gilbert and be a preseason star. He'll show up.
Yeah.
Good or bad. He flies around.
He's going to fly around, yeah.
We haven't talked about him much, but maybe by the second half of the season, he pushes Vince out of the way or whoever.
Somebody asked me about Marcus Allen on DK Pittsburgh Sports on my live chat this week. And I said, look, I think he's fighting for a roster spot. I think he's a guy without a position.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a linebacker, and I know he's not a safety.
I wish they had a better version of him.
Yes.
You know, the 215-pound versatile guy that's situational.
Yeah.
But I don't think
he's
that. And
maybe that is Buddy Johnson.
Maybe. I think Buddy's more of an every down when it's all said, you know, mold.
I think that's why they signed the guy from Detroit to be that.
Oh, yeah. We don't bring him up enough either. Killebrew. He's better than Marcus Allen, and he's going to knock Allen out of his spot. Yeah. And he's going to play.
And he's going to play some, yeah.
What did Allen play? 200 snaps last year?
Somewhere around that. And a lot of that was by necessity. He wasn't ready to play.
Well, I mean, if Bush is healthy, he doesn't play 200 snaps or any.
Yeah.
I bet Killebrew plays 200 to 300
snaps.
They'll
find ways to use him in a nickel and dime.
Even if people are healthy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, week one, I bet he gets snaps.
Yeah. So.
Interesting. Yeah.
But, that's going to do it for this segment of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. So, for my partner, Matt Williamson, for Kellen Gursky here on site, keeping us on the air, I'm Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.